Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard on Raven Alaska's inaugural flight from Dillingham and King Salmon to Anchorage. Despite the hoopla and celebration, we still have rules to follow.
That's Diane Andrew Ross, a flight attendant with Raven Alaska. She welcomed aboard a plane full of passengers from Dillingham and King Salmon on Valentine's Day for Raven's first flight from Bristol Bay to Anchorage. The Bristol Bay residents who boarded the flight were enthusiastic for another airline to provide service between Anchorage and regional hubs, King Salmon and Dillingham. Previously, Pinair offered the only regular year-round flights connecting Anchorage and Bristol Bay.
We are pretty excited for the very first flight. It's very expensive to live out in rural Alaska. More competition, prices should come down, more people flying again.
That was Georgette Baumgartner from Dillingham. She was among several passengers who expressed the hope that increased competition will bring down the price of plane tickets. This is the first new route that Raven Alaska has added in 6 years. President and CEO David Flieger said that Bristol Bay was an obvious choice for expansion.
When we look at our network and where we fly in the state, we weren't flying there, and you know, some of the folks who've been with the company 10 plus years have said, hey, you know, let's get into these communities. So we looked at it, we ran the numbers, heard overwhelmingly from the communities that they wanted more competition and more reliable service, and here we are.
Flieger said that among the main considerations for expansion were ensuring local demand for another air carrier and securing facilities for operation. Rather than building or buying their own terminals, Raven is contracting with local businesses to operate terminals for its flights. In King Salmon, Raven is contracting with King Salmon Ground Service for a terminal. In Dillingham, Freshwater Adventures is providing a terminal. Jerry Ball is the owner of Freshwater Adventures. Like Wednesday's passengers, Ball also believes that the competition between airlines will benefit Bristol Bay residents.
Yeah, it's always good to have competition, and Peninsula's been a good airline over the years and still is, and yeah, I have nothing disparaging to say about anybody, and just, yeah, an alternative service here. I think it's going to, people of Bristol Bay is going to enjoy it, and it's going to be a good thing.
Currently, Raven offers 2 round-trip flights per day between Anchorage, Dillingham, and King Salmon on weekdays. On weekends, they offer 1 round-trip flight per day. Raven operates Bombardier Dash 8 aircraft on these routes, which can seat up to 29 passengers. They cruise at about 220 knots, and absent significant headwinds, can make the trip between Dillingham and Anchorage in about 1 hour and 20 minutes. As the first flight wrapped up, Bristol Bay residents and Raven executives weren't the only ones excited for the day's development. Ross, the flight attendant, lives in Anchorage, but originally she's from Aleknagik.
Oh, I've been waiting for this since 2001, and I requested for years and asked if we can go to Dillingham and King Salmon, and oh, it was heartwarming, it was exciting, and I got to see friends and family. So I'm looking forward to more of that in the future as well.
In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.